This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say only three people at the Weld County Jail tested positive for COVID-19 during a second round of testing, whereas 23 tested positive in early June. Officials say they tested nearly 400 people in late June. The three inmates with positive tests have been separated from the rest of the jail population. Five inmates whose tests were inconclusive are being retested. State Attorney General Phil Weiser wants the Trump administration to withdraw an executive order that allows infrastructure and energy projects to bypass federal environmental regulations. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
The Trump order instructs agencies to use their emergency authority in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic to expedite projects by condensing the requirements and timelines of environmental reviews. The administration says the order will help speed up economic recovery. Weiser joined 15 other attorneys general in a letter to the president, speaking out against the order. They argue that ignoring possible environmental impacts to rush projects is reckless and dangerous. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Red Rocks is reopening, but not for summer concerts. The outdoor venue will host some fitness activities, including yoga on the rocks, which returns 3 days a week starting July 10th. Capacity will be limited to 175 people. It is 82 degrees with mostly sunny skies for Metro Denver, 71 sunny in Vail. This is CPR News.